Hey guys, welcome back to the Booze and Bays podcast with just me today. Well, not just me. Eventually Jace will pop in, most likely to tell the people that I'm wrong about something or something snarky. Either way, he will be popping in, but we are doing a remote pod today because I'm traveling this weekend. So we are going to be doing it'll be a little bit of a shorter one, but a little bit of a throwback to the scary stories that you heard as a child, just like little backgrounds about them and just little stories and how they got to be. The first one being Slender Man, which if you are my age or around my age, that was an internet meme turned into a story. It was turned into a movie. It was turned into a book, I think, at some point. How someone made a book out of it, not entirely sure. But let's just get into it. So, the first story. After waking up with a jolt, the girl laid in bed a few seconds longer. Reaching over to switch on her bedside lamp, she tried to remember exactly what had stolen her sweet slumber away. When she couldn't, the brunette swung her legs over the side of the bed and heaved herself up. Checking the time on her phone, she snorted when she saw it was midnight, the witching hour. Knowing that sleep would only evade her, she left her bedroom for the kitchen, a good cup of coffee on her mind. As she passed by her front door, a chill spread like liquid fire down her spine. It's only winter, she told herself, focusing again on the coffee plan. Measuring out scoops of water and preparing her cup kept her occupied, but as the dark liquid boiled, she had nothing left to keep her mind from wandering off. The chill returned, and she couldn't help but glance behind her to the front door. It stood there innocently enough, just like always. The deadbolt was still in place, and she could see nothing amiss with it. Turning back to her coffee, she did her best to forget about the feeling. With her cup in hand, she started back towards her bedroom. As she walked by the front door, she decided that a quick glance out of the peephole would help calm her restless mind. The chill worsened with each step she took towards the door and further away from the safety and warmth of her blankets. She pressed her empty hand against the cold metal door and took a deep breath before leading the eye to the peephole. At first, she could only see an inky blackness and somehow seemed to swirl in itself. When she blinked in surprise, the void melted away. She wished it hadn't. In its place, there stood what she could only guess was once a man. The limbs were long and inhumanly awkward, with bulky joints branching off into several arms, not unlike the branches of a tree. The creature was draped in a black suit, somehow making the thing more nightmarish to her. The icing on the proverbial cake, however, was what passed as the hellish thing's face. It was though as though her mind blurred the ghastly visage to spare itself further shock and horror. She shoved herself away from the door with the hand still pressed against it. The scalding mug of coffee fell, the liquid burning her bare legs as she fell backwards and tried to crawl away from the door. She knew somehow that her mind hadn't played tricks on her. As she crab-walked away from the door, she watched as the tendrils, as black as the void, crept through the cracks. She first saw them snake right through. The girl was trapped between the instinct to flee and the gut feeling to not turn her back to the door. When the door jolted, the urge to flee overcame her, and she slipped in the burning liquid as she tried to make it to her room. She knew deep down as she was trapping herself in a corner, but she had to get away from the door. The girl was halfway down the hallway when she heard the previous locked door creak open. She screamed and slipped into a wall, cracking her chin and it stunning her. After that, there was only blackness. Nicole, a warm male voice snapped the woman out of her trance. As she turned around, she was met by one of her sister's doctors. She nodded, but not sure if she should say anything or even if she could find her voice. That morning, she had gotten an urgent phone call from the hospital saying that her sister Lindsay was there. Before they let her see her, the doctors had pulled her off to the side and insisted that they talk to her about what might have happened. Phrases like self-inflicted and assault had been thrown around, and Nicole felt her mind reel. She still hadn't fully understood what they had been saying until Lindsay saw her with her own eyes. Her little sister had a bandage wrapped around her head, covering both of her ears as well as her eyes. They say it was to keep her now deadened eyes from drying out and to try to keep infection out of the wounds Lindsay had made to her ears. The doctors had guessed that she or someone else had jammed a pencil into them to keep her off balance or to deafen herself against something. There was a mix of first and second degree burns on her hands, legs, and feet from what was assumed to be the coffee her neighbors found slipped all over the entry to her apartment. As Nicole walked into her sister's hospital room for the first time, she thought she'd spied the silhouette of a man in the window. That, she knew, could be impossible. Her sister's room was on the third story of the hospital. There was no way, right? Absolutely not. Prison. See, stuff like this, I think about. If something like this actually happened to me, my ass is grass. I don't think I could actually, I can't fight. I think I could possibly fight in real life. I don't think I could fight Slenderman. I don't think I could fight anything. I think that includes a lot of things, but that includes definitely him. His vibes are off. I don't trust it. Don't think I could do it. All right, next is Bloody Mary and where that came from. I personally have never done Bloody Mary intentionally. I did have my cousin lock me in a bathroom once and scream it. That was super fun. But let's get into it. Virtually every young child raised in the Western world is familiar with the scary urban legend of Bloody Mary. Myth has it that repeating the name Bloody Mary in a cramped closet or in the mirror of a dark bathroom will summon the vengeful spirit of a real woman, Queen Mary of England. Some are adamant that Mary's name must be uttered 13 times, where others claim 3 times will suffice. Some claim that her spirit appears as a woman holding a dead baby, while others insist that she will come after you or your own children. But the terrifying tale is rooted in medieval history and begins with the birth of the first Queen Regent of England, Queen Mary I. The eldest surviving child of King Henry VIII, Mary did not fulfill her father's desperate lifelong hope for a male heir. She was thus ignored by him and declared illegitimate by Parliament. Her life was plagued by pain in addition to isolation. According to Giovanni the Venetian ambassador to her court, Mary experienced terrible menstrual pains and irregularity in her cycles, as well as deep bouts of depression. Nonetheless, Mary managed to take the throne at 37 after marrying Philip of Spain and becoming pregnant with his child. But when her due date came and a baby didn't, the country was in shock. Mary had appeared pregnant, but after her due date came and went, her pregnant belly disappeared as well. The inexplicably false pregnancy coincided with Mary having just signed an act into law known as the Marian Persecutions, in accordance of which 240 men and 60 women were burned at the stake for being Protestant. The despondent monarch came to believe that she had been punished by... Jace is probably going to be like, I'm so sorry, but what the fuck is this? Punished by God for her actions and died childless at 42. Besides the sad story of the real Bloody Mary of England, there are other more paranormal tales that inspired the scary urban legend of Bloody Mary. Perhaps most famous is the tale of a witch named Mary who has said to have been executed for studying black magic. According to this legend, Mary would appear in a mirror during divining rituals in medieval times to seek vengeance. Some believe this ethereal mirror witch kills her summoner upon arrival, while others claim that she drags her victims through the reflective portal into her world. Verifying the legend of Bloody Mary, however, is easy enough. Simply look into the mirror and chant her name, if you dare. I personally don't dare. Don't know about the vast majority of you. Personally, not in the mood for it. And the last myth that we're going to look into today is the New Jersey Devil, if anyone has heard of it. It is a kangaroo-like demon. I think it has like wings. It's very bizarre looking. I'm gonna be honest, the sketches and stuff that I've seen of it, it almost looks like horse hooves, but like it's like the best way I can describe it with what I've seen is it almost looks like the body of a horse, but like the neck connected to like the head of like a lot of them almost look like guinea pigs to me, but I digress. And then like dragon wings and like a devil tail. It was appointed in 1933 as the country's only state demon. Which I don't know if since then we have acquired more country demons that we have elsewhere. But this is mostly like New Jersey's folklore. Or evermore for you Swifties out there. But it is mostly their folklore. But other people, obviously in other parts of the country, like buy into it. The beast has many descriptions, ranging with a horse-faced demon with bat wings to a dog-headed entity with the talons of a dragon. It's one of America's oldest urban legends, and the origins of it vary. Some say that the Jersey Devil, also called the Leeds Devil, dates back to 1735, when a poor woman named Mother Leeds, learning that she was pregnant with her 13th child. Oh, wow. Desperate, Mother Leeds cursed the unborn child, and when she gave birth 9 months later, a winged creature slithered out of her body and escaped through the chimney. Some versions of the story cast Mother Leeds as a witch who was impregnated by the devil on purpose. Early versions of this urban myth describe the Jersey Devil swooping across the land, killing local children. The myth only grew stronger over time, and even Emperor Napoleon's older brother, Joseph, once reported a sighting in New Jersey in 1820. Then, in 1840, the mysterious killing of numerous livestock were attributed to the elusive beast. Newspapers around New Jersey began reporting on a plethora of sightings in 1909. When people saw mysterious footprints on the ground, strange shadows that fell across their windows, and unidentified decomposed carcasses in the woods, terrified citizens closed schools and work for a week in January of that year, and the Jersey Devil became the creature's official name. From a Greenwich, New Jersey farmer who shot at a mysterious creature matching the Jersey Devil's description in 1925, to a group of Gibson boys spotting the beast in the woods in 1951, it seems as though the entity has survived for centuries. And the 1960 reward of $10,000 on behalf of the Camden merchants for anyone managing to capture the beast has yet to be claimed. That's insane, honestly, that is still like a thing out there, that if anyone finds the Jersey Devil, they can still claim that bag, so try that. But that is really all we have for you today. I'm sorry this is a very short episode. But we will be back to our regularly scheduled programming next week. Which we will have a lifestyle episode next week. More of an opinions ranking. If you haven't already, make sure to go to our Instagram and follow the rules for our giveaway if you want to win a sticker or the chance to win a sticker and a gift card for $10 of your choice. And if you happen to follow us on TikTok as well and send us a screenshot of you doing so, that will count for an additional entry. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening and watching as always. Also, definitely tune into our YouTube video. We're going to be posting more frequently over there and more in depth. So definitely tune in over there as well. Thank you guys again so much for watching. Make sure to subscribe to us everywhere you listen to podcasts. And we will talk to you guys next week. Bye.
Okay, so hey everyone, it's Jace. Kind of following up with Madison's stories, but let me look at my notes. A couple things to cover before I get into it. No lifestyle episode next week, as we have already done that. So it's already live as you were listening to this video or recording. This is where we rank all of our fast food opinions. Some of them might be controversial. Some of them might be common knowledge. But nonetheless, it is out there. And also look at the video on YouTube, because while the video quality is still pretty bad, I took some time to edit it just a little bit and make it a little bit better for your viewing pleasure. So make sure you go over there and check it out. And like Madison said, we will be posting more on YouTube frequently. We're going to get back to the TikToks. I know a lot of you guys liked some of our TikToks and thought they were pretty funny. So I'm going to make sure we get back on that. But I don't even know what to say after all that. I'm going to keep this short too. Come and cover all three stories and keep it short, because simply I was listening to some of that and I'm so sorry, but what the fuck is this kind of thing. But first off, touching on Slenderman, we all know Slenderman, and I think it's just, to me, honestly, that kept me up at night most of the time. I would remember like having dreams of like sleeping and then like hearing about a Slenderman story earlier that day. It was probably like middle school at the time, and just like feeling him at the foot of my bed, you know, kind of thing. And just not ideal sleeping conditions, let's just say that. But I know Slenderman was super popular, and like Madison said, there were a lot of books, games, movies about him and everything like that. And rightfully so, because he's terrifying. And I don't know when he kind of just like lost popularity, but you don't really hear about him now. But I'm definitely gonna bring him back up when I have kids, just to scare the shit out of them and make them behave. So yeah, next we're going to Bloody Mary. And Madison, I caught you saying Missy Elliott. I don't know what you're trying to do there, but nice try, I guess. The second thing is, I'm still confused on how you unintentionally like performed the Bloody Mary ritual. You were saying that you you got trapped in and your cousin did it, I think. And it just kind of like can't wrap my head around it. It was just kind of like one of those things. But you know, I've never performed Bloody Mary. That's actually my side piece. I don't know if y'all know that, but I stopped talking to her a little bit ago. She was just a little clingy, a little too toxic. So that's why I don't do Bloody Mary anymore, just because I know she's going to kill me if I do the ritual. So I probably shouldn't say her name anymore, because I've already said it twice. But yeah, maybe, you know what, if this episode gets to, I don't even want to say how many views or likes or whatever, but you know, if at least two, three people leave a comment telling Madison and I to do the Bloody Mary challenge together, we'll do it. Sorry, not sorry, Madison. You know, it's for content. Actually, I'll just lock Madison in the bathroom and she'll do it. So if you really want to see that, we'll take even less comments. But going on to the last thing, the Jersey Devil. I don't know if y'all, we've talked about this before, but y'all still haven't seen it. Go check out the Lost Tapes. They used to be on Animal Planet at like ungodly hours of the night. So you know you're going to be scared. But I'm pretty sure Lost Tapes did a segment on the Jersey Devil and everything, and that was so scary. just so, so scary. And like Madison said, like this thing literally looked like a T-Rex, just straight from hell. Like it was crazy. Like it looked scary. Like feet, like hooves, like little wings. Like it was scary. Anywho, we live in Florida, so we didn't really have to worry about that. But it kind of made me not want to ever visit New Jersey ever. So I haven't. I've never been to New Jersey. Don't plan on doing it. If there's a reason I should go to New Jersey, leave them down in the comments or DM us on Instagram telling me why I should go to Jersey. But you know what? Maybe for like a special or something, we'll go to Jersey and try to hunt this thing down. Wouldn't mind seeing it. You know, you always have to just be faster than your partner. So sorry, Madison. Actually, you're probably gonna trip me if anything. So maybe let's not do that. But yeah, the Jersey Devil's a no-go. We have to be worried about the swamp apes, the otters, snakes, spiders here in Florida, and the occasional Florida man. So I'll take that over the Jersey Devil right now. Actually, maybe not. The heat is getting pretty bad. We can add that in there. But yeah, with that being said, I think this is the end of the podcast. Thank you guys for so much for listening to my segment of it. I know you much rather enjoyed Madison's little talks and her voice a lot more than mine. So whoever stayed this far, I greatly appreciate you staying. And yeah, we'll see you in the next podcast. I have no idea what it's going to be. We're going to have to discuss that later on. I think it might be paranormal this time. Yeah, it might be paranormal. So get ready for that. I think it's going to be a pretty good episode. If I think it's what it's going to be on, I'm not sure. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this podcast, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye.